Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Elaine O'Brien is in Nina and she joins me now. Elaine, good morning to you.
Hi, Fran.
And it's lovely to talk to you today, Elaine. The reason you're on to me is that we're going to remember your mum, because your mum, she passed away in January of this year, Elaine, didn't she?
She did, yeah. She passed away on the 25th of January, yes.
Right, and tomorrow would have been her birthday and she would have been just 54, I think she would
have been. She would have been 54 tomorrow, yes. She would, yes.
So a young woman. Tell me about her and what, it was cancer, I guess.
I just wanted to come on here today to say a little bit about my mum. She got diagnosed with cancer last year, and it went through her so quick. Like, you know, it was ovarian cancer, and through it all, anyway, Fran, she had a smile on her face. You know, she never complained once about the illness to anybody. Like, you know, I used to take the kids up to her there, and she'd say, "Well, how are ye?" And you know, she was just happy through the whole thing. Like, you know. And she was a great listener of your show anyway, Fran.
Was
you know,
she
she's on every day. Yeah, she had. And she even has a picture of you and Muriel up on the wall up there.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
She does, yeah, she does.
Now, we'd all be familiar with your son, Jake, who's part of the Jake and Sean Paul
show.
He was close to her, I believe, Elaine.
Oh, very close. Yeah. Very close to her. Like, you know, he was. He was, at the end anyway, he was there for her. He helped her. He used to stay up there of a Saturday, like, but then he stayed more as she got worse. Like, you know, he used to do everything for her, like cook, go to the shop, do
her
dinner.
Are you serious? Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah, on her socks, do everything for her, like, you know, and he took it bad as well, like, when she passed, like, you know.
A funeral is bad enough at any point, but to have it with the restrictions of COVID, Elaine, must have been particularly...
Oh, it was very awful. Hard. Was it? It was. She got cremated down in Shannon, and because she wanted to do it that way, like, you know, her father is buried down there in Kenyon Street, and her ashes went in down there.
Right.
You know, and she was in and out of Milford now a lot as well. And I just wanted to thank the nurses down there for looking after her as well. And the nurses that used to call out to her as well were very good to her.
Yeah.
You know, like, they were very good now.
To be that young, and you say she dealt with this extremely well. Was she cross about it at all?
No, she had a smile on her face, like it was, you know, she treated it as if it was a cold or a cough, like, you know.
My God.
She'd never talk about it. She'd never... We didn't talk about it either, like, to her. Mm. She just, you'd go up and she'd have, like, how are you today? And there'd be no talk of it, like, you know.
That's the way she wanted to deal with it, Elaine,
I guess.
That's
the way she wanted to deal with it, yeah. We didn't mention, like, and she didn't either, like, you know. She just went on as normal, right till the end, like, you know, right till the end.
And she must have been in pain, I guess.
Oh, I'd say she was. Yeah. I'd say she was in pain, but she never told us. You know, she never told us about her pain. Now, at the end, she did start to... She did start to stay in bed for a longer, like, period, and she was in Milford at Christmas time there, and she was determined to come home, and all was on her mind was to get the kids stuff for Christmas.
Oh, my God.
You know, and she says to her husband then, she was brought to Tesco in a wheelchair, actually. Jake wheeled her down, and she says to Jake and her husband, "I'm going to spend money, lots of money down here now to get everyone everything." And I actually called up to her that Christmas Eve, and I said, she'd all biscuits and stuff on the table. And she said, "Will you help me wrap them for the people, for the family, like, you know?" That's all she wanted to do, like.
And you know? Was she aware at that point that she only had a short time, Elaine?
Yeah, she said to her husband, Pat, going down on the wheelchair, that, "I know I'm dying," she said. But that was what she said to him, like, you know, he was telling us that. And he just said, "No, don't be saying that. I know I'm dying," she said, "but I have to get these presents for the kids." You know, that was all what she wanted.
God, her kindness was remarkable, wasn't it?
Yeah, her door, everybody knew her around Nina, like, you know, Fran. She just had a heart of gold, like, you know. We're all still coming to terms with her being gone. You know, even my youngest kids now, my youngest daughter, Sophie, used to stay with her of a Friday. And so she's only kind of coping with it as well, you know, like, she's still upset about it.
Yeah.
You know, she doesn't really understand about it either, like, you know.
And how did she... remain so strong? I mean, had she a lot of faith, Elaine?
She must active now. She was just so strong through it all. She just had a smile through the whole illness.
Yeah.
Do you know, she just had it, and she, like, there was treatment there, like, they offered her treatment, but she just wouldn't take it. Do you know, she just wanted to go her own way.
Oh, she wouldn't take the treatment. What, the chemotherapy treatment and the like?
Yeah, I think there was chemotherapy offered, yeah, but she wouldn't take that. I heard then, she just wanted to go her own way, and that's it, like, do you know. But through it all now, she kept a smile on her face, and she was always, even we called up to her there in October, and she was sitting on the chair with a dancing to Halloween songs.
My God.
And the same at Christmas as well, she wore Santa hats and everything.
Did
you know,
she?
Dancing and rocking on the chair to Christmas songs and that, you know.
Wasn't she a remarkable
woman? Yeah.
Can you remember when she first heard that she had cancer?
Well, the family and her sister started to notice signs. You know, she was kind of getting, she was losing an awful amount of weight. Mm. And you could see it in her face, the weight was just falling off her. And she was kind of full of fluid as well. She started swelling up in that light, you know.
Yeah.
And because my mother, she was always a picture of health.
Yes.
You know, she was never, ever sick. She might get the odd cold and that, but like we all do, like.
Yeah.
But she was grand, like. And then she just did bring her. She just decided to go to the doctor then. It was even hard getting her to the doctor, you know.
Yes,
but in the end, she eventually went, and the doctor then sent her to the hospital for tests, and she to get a CT scan or something, and they showed up then, like, you know. It was a very big shock to us. Even now, I go up to the father's house there now, and it's not the same, like, you know. You still expect her to come in from the back or come down from the room or something, you know.
And did she, right from the very start, Elaine, did she make up her mind as to how she was going to go with this, that she wasn't going to, you know, have
well, she rang on the day she found out about the cancer, like, and she said to me, Elaine, I have cancer, but I'm not going to talk about it now.
My God.
That's what she I said, what? Yeah, but I don't want to talk about it now, she said. And I said, oh, okay. So I didn't know actually what to say to her, like, you know. And that's all she said to me then through the whole illness. She just mentioned the word once, and that was it then. Not no more after that. You know, and no one mentioned it to her either, like.
And
you know?
Was that because she wanted to live her life as normally as possible for whatever time she had left?
Yeah, well, she died 1 month after Christmas. Do you know, she died the 25th of January.
Yeah.
Even, she went so quick because that Sunday, Jake was up in her house, like, and she was coming down, the ambulance, she couldn't catch her breath because her sister was in the room with her at the time, and she said she was kind of breathless that night. So her other sister then called the ambulance. And I'd say she knew coming out in the ambulance that she wasn't coming back, because she actually said to Jake that night, Jake, thanks for everything you've done for me. And I think this is it now, Jake.
Oh,
mind yourself,
God.
And tell everybody, she said, that if I don't get to see him, she said, before this, tell everybody thanks for everything they've done for me. And thanks for all your time to put in Gemmy and that. But this is it now. You know, and Jake said, what do you mean, Nanny? What do you mean? Do you know the way he... And she goes, I know this is it, Jake. Thanks for everything. And then we got a call then from the hospital that Monday, and said she was slowly slipping away. But by the time me and my father got in there, sure, she was in the morgue. We couldn't believe it, like, you know, we were rushing in to get into her.
It happened so quickly, obviously.
Oh, so quickly, yeah. I said to the nurse, because I thought she might have went into a coma or something. And the nurse said, no, she went peacefully, and there was two nurses with her. And she just took her last breath, and she wasn't in any pain or anything, like, you know. So she's in the morgue now, and we couldn't believe it. We were like, we didn't know what to say. Like, we were so speechless, like, you know.
The poor dote.
Yeah,
and 53 years of age. She would have been 54 tomorrow.
She would, and she didn't even get to see it. Like, I mean, I was thinking there yesterday, I said, this time last year, she was dancing and singing, you know.
I know.
And wasn't even sick, like. And now this year, she's not even here, like.
She must have been so proud of Jake when he was on the radio often.
She lived for Jake. She was mad about him. Oh, no. Stop. Every time he was on she kept telling him never to give up in the videos.
Yeah.
You know, work and do, keep going, like.
Just to remind people out there, of course, Jake, along with his friend Sean Paul, I mean, they made their own movies, they made their own videos. And
oh, they do, and he made that promise for his welfare, and he said, Nanny, I'll always keep going. He said, I'll never give up. Hopefully I might get somewhere someday, do you know, like.
He'll definitely get somewhere. He's a terrific kid.
Well, they're still working hard anyway, doing them.
But he's a lovely kindness about him, Elaine.
Oh,
you know?
He has. He has, like, you know. But it took a big loss out of him as well, you know, like. And everybody, her sisters, her husband, even her mother now, is not the same since, you know, like.
Well, Elaine, we're delighted to help remember her. And as we say, tomorrow will be another milestone for you, I suppose.
I'm going to take the kids down now to the grave tomorrow and put flowers on it. You know, they're actually looking forward to doing that. You know, like, very sad now, you know. We were so close, like, you know, she only had me, like, you know, and that was all.
Were you an only child?
I was, yeah. Oh, right. I am, yeah.
So
yeah.
You must have been very, very close to her then, Elaine.
Very close to her, yeah. And she used to text us every night then saying goodnight and love you. And the last text I got off her was, "You're my world." And, you know, things like that. I love you so much. And I'll always miss, I miss you. And, you know, like, you miss them little texts.
And was that the last text you got from
her? The last text she sent off me, I was, "I'll always love you," you know. And for it, I didn't. She went to the hospital then that night because I was going. I was taking the kids up to see her that Monday, and she wasn't there. You know, she wasn't there. She passed then that Monday at 20 to 1. She passed away. Like,
well, Elaine, condolences to you and the family, and particularly to Jake, who we're very fond of. Anyway, as you know, listen.
Oh yeah.
Look after yourself, and I hope tomorrow won't be too difficult for you. But you'll be.
I know she'd be out there listening anyway. You know, hopefully she's somewhere out there.
You'll be remembering a lovely woman.
She's up in heaven anyway with baby Martin as well. Like, because I lost a baby there as well, and she was there for me through that as well. You know, so she's probably up there with them. And
When did you lose Martin?
I lost a baby there 2 years ago, and she was there through that as well. Like, you know, we had a little funeral and stuff as well, like, for it. And she's probably up there with baby Martin, like, up there.
All right, we wish you the best, Elaine. Thank you. Thank you for Thank you for remembering Joan
much,
with
friend.
Us this morning.
Thank
bye-bye,
you.
Dot. Bye-bye to you now. That's Elaine O'Brien there remembering her brave mum, who passed away in January of this year from ovarian cancer, and she would have been 54 tomorrow. It's very, very sad, isn't it?